Bowie sound.
There was.
Lord, bless each one tonight who's come. And really appreciate the message this morning. And may the Lord help every one of us to leave the water pots and follow after the Lord and put the Lord first in everything. And that's what we want, because time's too short, you know. Yule was just sending us warning, time goes quick. And that's saying, yes, and the older you get, the faster it goes. And people used to say to me when I was a young fella, when you get to my age, time goes quicker. And I used to say, you're talking nonsense. But now that I'm a wee bit older, I can assure you it goes quick. And the weeks go, and then you wonder where the week went. And there's one thing about a week, when it goes, you'll not bring it back. Gone. And it's so true, whatever we're going to do for the Lord, we need to do it. Isn't that right? We need to do it. Work ye while it's day. The night cometh when no man can work. Praise God. You know, I was all prepared. I was going to preach tonight. I was going to preach in the blood of Jesus. And I went in and prayed a bit and went over with my notes and things and everything. And someone just kept saying to me the night, or when I was praying, to bring something and heal it. And then I kept wondering, maybe it's just me talking to myself. Or is it the Lord? And then I wasn't going to do it. And then I went back and forth, praying and back and forth. So let us read from John 14. And I want to talk about asking the Father in Jesus' name. Let's start on just one verse tonight. Or two verses. One in chapter 14 and one in chapter 16. John 14, verse 13, and then John 16, verse 23. And I want to encourage you this evening, you have a right to be healed. It's your right. And we're going to go over all these instructions again. And God's given us them. And as a minister, it says, put the brethren in remembrance of these things. That's what I'm wanting to do. Praise God. Verse 13. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Chapter 16, verse 23. And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Amen. Let's bow our heads again tonight. Praise God. If you have a need, just lift your hand up to the Lord this evening. With every head bowed, every eye closed. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight that you've given us a name that is far above every other name, the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we haven't come in the name of any organization, but we've come in your name. And Lord, a prophet of God said, where you put your name is your chosen place of worship. So we're gathered in the name of Jesus Christ in the chosen place of worship tonight. And we're here to praise you and magnify your name, Lord Jesus. We pray that every spirit will be subject to the Holy Spirit. We pray that you will have your way in our hearts and in our lives. Lord, we thank you for the truth we have heard this day. We give you all the praise and all the glory. We pray again for the Porter family tonight, for strength, for grace, for comfort. We thank you that they're saved people and the wee girl was saved. We give you the praise and all the glory. We thank you, Lord, that the gospel was faithfully preached and many heard the gospel. We ask that while the voice of the preacher is silent, the Holy Spirit would speak on. We pray that you'll touch your people tonight for the hands raised in this room, that you'll meet every need, whether it's physical, mental, financially, pressed down and running over the top. Bless your people and heal them. In Jesus' precious name we pray. And Lord, I do take the Holy Ghost right now to help me. Lord, I need your help, but I thank you it's available. I take the Holy Ghost by faith in Jesus' precious name, and I thank you that you do undertake for me. Lord, I pray for every son and every daughter represented, every grandson, every granddaughter with this service, that you'll save them. We claim every one of them. We plead your blood upon them, the token over them, and ask that they'll be saved in Jesus' precious name. Friend, they would listen into the meetings, bless them and touch them. Save, heal, and deliver, we pray, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. Praise God. When that time comes, you will ask nothing of me. You will need to ask me no questions. That's what he's saying. When the time comes, you need to ask nothing of me. You need to ask no questions. And he's basically saying, I assure you, most solemnly, I tell you that the Father will grant you whatsoever you ask in my name, because he is the I am. The I am. Exodus 3, verse 14, God said to Moses, I am that I am. Not I will be or I was, I am. He's a very present help in the time of trouble. According to these scriptures, we may perfectly rest assured that Jesus told the truth. Do you believe Jesus told the truth? Jesus not only told the truth, but he was the truth personified. The woman at the well met the truth. And she went with the truth. Amen? Jesus is that truth. We have the right to ask the Father for healing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have a right to ask for it because he's given us the permission. And we have a right to receive the healing. If we believe God's word, we may ask for it in the name of Jesus Christ. And we shall always receive what we ask for believing. The Bible says if you ask believing, you shall receive it. 1 John 5 verse 14 says this. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Now I know that many people and many organizations, they question whether it's God's will to heal. But I believe, according to Isaiah 53 and 2 Peter 1:24, he his own self that bears our sins in his own body on the tree, that we've been dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes wounds we were healed. The stripes that was placed upon the back of Jesus Christ on the cross 2,000 years ago was placed there for our healing. The blood that he shed was there to wash our sins away. And just as much as he is a Savior, he's a healer. And just as we accept him to be our Savior, we need to accept him to be our healer. And just as we do that, we also need to accept him to be our baptizer in the Holy Ghost. And he is the coming King. Certainly, most definitely, I believe healing is the will of God. I believe it. And I know I've had to preach, and maybe everybody wasn't healed, but that's not down to me, because I'm not the healer. He is. All I can do is ask them and keep believing them. And it's like a man that runs a mission to get people saved. Maybe there's 40 unsaved could attend, but only 10 get saved. But that doesn't mean Jesus isn't a Savior, because the other 30 didn't get saved. Jesus is a Savior, and he's a healer. If you're suffering from sickness, you have a right to ask the Father for your healing in Jesus' name, according to this Bible. Exodus 15 and verse 26, I'm not going to read it for the sake of time, but it's Jehovah Rapha. That's what Exodus 15 verse 26 is about. It's translated, I am the Lord thy physician. That's what it means. It means I am the Lord thy physician, or I am the Lord that healeth thee. The name is given to reveal to us our redemptive privilege of being healed. This privilege is purchased by the atonement. Jehovah Rapha, I am the Lord that healeth thee. This is not only a promise, it is a statute, an ordinance. It's a statute, it's an ordinance. And so corresponding to the ancient ordinance, we have in the command of James 5, verse 14. So but in the New Testament, that was in the Old Testament, a positive ordinance of healing in Christ's name. Call the elders of the church, anoint with oil, and the prayer of faith will heal the sick. And the Lord will raise them up. Is that the word of God? This is a secret and binding. And every church today is the ordinance of the Lord's Supper. And Christian baptism, it's an ordinance. We do it as an ordinance. And healing is the same ordinance in the word of God. It's none less. Christ during his exaltation could no more abandon his office as a healer than he could abandon his other six redemptive names and offices. Now I'm not going to go into them all tonight, but if you have a Scofield Bible and you go to page 79 and read the notes at the bottom of the page, you'll read about the seven redemptive names of Jehovah. Mark 11 verse 24 says this, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. What do you desire? And you'll have them. However, it is absolutely a must to note that our asking can only be in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We can't ask in any other name. It won't go any higher than the ceiling here. There's great men of God, but none of them can heal us. It's the Lord Jesus that does that. You know, when you listen to Jack Cole, William Branham, Smith Wigglesworth, any of the men that was mightily used of God in a generation really not long gone, they'd all say the same thing when people came to him and said to him, I'm looking for the healer. And they would say, I'm not the healer, but I can point you to him. His name's the Lord Jesus. The woman come to Jack Cole one time, she said, I'm looking for the healer. And Jack Cole said, here, Jesus, there's a woman here looking at you. That's what he said. And she says, no, I'm looking for the healer. And he said again, here, Jesus, there's a woman here looking for you. Some people might think that's reverend, but it worked with Jack Cole because God worked with him. Because he was sincere. I'll tell you, there's not many men would have that type of faith what Jack Cole had. When Jack Cole was in the army and he got converted to God and he was a drunkard and everything, and his dad was actually a drunkard, and they were divorced, his parents split because of drink. And you know, they took him in and they got a psychiatrist to see him because he's preaching to everybody. And the psychiatrist went and seen him, and then the sergeant seen the psychiatrist after his visit to Jack Coe, and he shot him down. He says, "Well, what do you think of this case?" And he says, "Look, he's never going to do anybody any harm. He's just a fanatic. He's a Christian fanatic." I tell you, we need some more Christian fanatics. The woman at the well became a Christian fanatic. She left everything that she was doing, and she said, "Come see a man that told me all that I've done." She was changed and transformed with one visitation of Jesus. And I'll tell you, when you really meet with the Lord, it'll change you and it'll transform you. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name. This is the power of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Philippians 2, verse 9 and 10 says this: "Wherefore God also highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name." I love that scripture. There's power in that scripture, isn't there? "That at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth." The Bible says the very demons tremble in fear at the name of Jesus Christ. You know, I've had several experiences with powerful demons and people over my lifetime. Several experiences. One experience, as I've told before, was in Africa. And all the ministers, they couldn't do anything with this one woman. She was an old woman. And they called me up the platform. I prayed for hundreds of people. And I mean hundreds. Not a few, hundreds. It was a big convention and I was exhausted. I was tired. But all I can tell you is, when they brought me outside and I came round the corner, my weakness left me and strength came to me and someone came to me. And the Lord delivered that woman from her demons. She was set free. And I tell you, not only was she set free, but she went back to the hills where she lived, and they knew there was a change on her. And the pastors and the ministers from the church went to see her, and when they went to see her, all round the village near her came, when the ministers came, because there was such a change on her. And a church started from one woman's deliverance right up there in them hills in Mochengo, Africa. That's what God's able to do. But you see, over here in Northern Ireland, what they would tell you is, there's no such thing as devils today. They want to take a walk through Bond Bridge. I seen one tonight with a fleet of them on him, coming down the road, and he thinks he's a woman, but he was born a man. Now that's a demon spirit. That's a demon that makes him do that. That's a devil of perversion and uncleanness on that man. And he was searching for somebody, and he doesn't know where I'm talking about. I won't say it on the tape, but he was searching for another boy, and he's been driven out into the wilderness. That's a devil as well. And the one devil searching for the other devil. And I remember preaching in a church in England, and it's a long years ago, and Brother John Noble took me over, and there's a demon manifested on a woman, and she went up the floor like a snake, and she knocked all the chairs down. And there was a pastor there, a well-known pastor, and his wife had devils as well. And the devils and his wife was talking to the devils and that woman. And when the anointing of God came down, I can tell you, there was an explosion in that church. There was a real explosion. And some people didn't want what God was doing. But I tell you, the anointing breaks yokes. Hallelujah. And exposes the devil. Demons, being in all three worlds, must bow to the name of Jesus. Beneath, here on the earth, and above. Anywhere, angels, demons below, on this earth, every single place must bow to the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. There's power in that name like no other name. When you breathe that name, when you pray in that name, there's authority in that name that there's no other authority in. Hallelujah. The name of Jesus. It holds sway over Satan's kingdom. It holds sway over Satan's domain. I tell you, Smith Wigglesworth tells of ministering to the man who was dying from consumption. And he said that standing beside the bed, they did nothing but repeat the name of Jesus over and over. And the glory of God began to fill the room, and healing flowed into the dying man's body, and he rose perfectly whole. Look at Peter, said to the crippled man in Acts 3, verse 6. Silver and gold have we none, but such as we have given unto thee. And the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. You know, I remember preaching in another part of Africa. And what happened was that there was two men invited from Canada, and one of them couldn't come. And some of you won't know anything about this, but you have heard of the Thunders movement. Now, I didn't agree with all they had, but some of them had a bit of life about them. They were lively, some of them. But they weren't sure what I would believe, whether I believed in the Holy Spirit or not. They were dubious of me. And I tell you, the Spirit of God was moving in their meetings, and this one from Canada's mate couldn't come, so I replaced him. But they didn't know anything about me. And the first night I got up to preach, and I must have been talking in tongues and picked up on the microphone. And this one Canadian, well-known man round the message circles, got up, and he rebuked me openly in front of over 2,000 people because I spoke out in tongues. And he told them all that you wouldn't operate a gift like that and all the rest of it. And that evening, there's a big African woman at the front manifesting a strong devil. And when he was down to cast it out, he called for me to come. And I said, brother, cast it out yourself, because you grieved the Holy Spirit here last night. And I tell you, he couldn't cast it out. And not only could he not cast it out, that woman gave him the best hiding ever I've seen a fella get. She bothered him. Now, I mean physically, she hit him. And it's like the scripture for the Pharisee, what Paul done and what Peter done. And they tried to do it, and the devil ripped them sore. But I tell you, the next evening, when I was preaching, the Holy Spirit came. And that devil came out crying and terror. And that woman was delivered by the power of God. The baby in that meeting was two hips out of joint. They'd been to the doctors, and the Lord healed it on the spot. And they clicked in, and God done it. The cameraman dropped his camera that was filming their meetings. And they talked about the Holy Spirit. There's over 20 minutes in the platform. And the power of God came in over the platform. And some of them passed out cold on the platform. And many people were baptized after them services in the name of Jesus Christ. God was moving. The Holy Spirit's not mocked. And I tell you, the name of Jesus is powerful. You mightn't have any degrees to go with. You mightn't have a lecture written out correctly to go with. But I tell you, a prophet of God said, if your fire ever got lit one time, you can go and tell how it got lit. That woman at the well never had been to Bible school. She'd never had no degrees or none of them things. But she met the living fountain. She come in contact with someone that was real. She was changed. And she went and told others. And they came. Hallelujah. I tell you, there's nothing to beat the real thing. This name's above every name. Paul the apostle was grieved with a demon and a woman in Acts 16 verse 18. And this did she many times, but Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of her. And he came out the same hour. The demon came out. I can tell you so many testimonies. And I'm not boasting about it. It's nothing to do with me. It's the Lord. And it's like Brother John said this morning, when you're waiting on the Lord, there's a lot of things you can't do, what maybe people think nothing of. Even listening to radio, anything. You have to keep yourself sanctified for the power of God really to move on you in a powerful way. And the more you keep yourself, and it's not works, but the Holy Spirit leads you to do it, the power of God can come. I remember my father telling me years and years ago, when he was young and everything, and they were seeing powerful things happening, he said he remembers praying. And one time he fasted for many days, and he says he prayed till he was afraid. He was actually afraid. And I tell you, there's a fear of the Lord. And it's different than the worldly fear. It's the fear of the Lord. And I would that God would give us his fear. I'll tell you, nobody but running about and doing silly things. But then the fear of God will move. We need to fear God back in the meetings. Not just these meetings. Every meeting we need God's fear moved us. Hallelujah. And the Holy Ghost moving. But God's able to do it. Jesus left this name with us. It dwells with us. We have the right to use this name. Satan is commanded to respect this name. He has to respect it. The name which is above every name. And his entire kingdom is compelled to obey the command when given in the name of Jesus Christ. If our life's right and we use that name, God will back it up. Because that name's above every name. Luke 10:17 says, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Now I know he said, rejoice not in this, but that your name's written in heaven. Hallelujah. But there's power in the name. Power in the name. You can tell you one time we worked in Belfast, and there's a warlock in one of the streets down there, and he had a dog that was demon possessed. And every time I went near the place, that dog screamed out. There was a devil in that dog. And everybody was afraid of it. But I wasn't afraid of it. Because I knew the Holy Spirit's greater than any devil that's in a dog. And I knew Jesus cast the demons, a legion, a multitude of devils out of one man into the swine. And they ran down and were drowned in the sea. In that water. Amen. I tell you, the Lord's real. The Lord's real. Hallelujah. There's no substitute for the power of God. There's no substitute for the anointing of God. And I'll tell you one thing, there's no quick shift. There's nothing like waiting on the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall walk and not be weary. They shall run and not faint. It says even the youth shall faint, but they that wait on the Lord won't faint. Hallelujah. We're living in a day when many's fainting in the battle. But may God give us the courage, everyone, and the strength that we'll run, and jump over the wall, leap over the wall. Hallelujah. And we won't faint in the day of battle. Remember, it was this Jesus that conquered sin, Satan, disease, hell, the grave. He conquered it. And he's left us a legal right to use the name. And when Jesus gave us the right to use the name, the Father knew all that name would imply. When he breathed in prayer by possessed souls, it would bring deliverance. When breathed in prayer, a man or a woman calls in the name of the Lord, the Bible says, they shall be saved. In Mark 16 says, when you lay hands on the sick in that name, they shall get well. There's power in that name. Power in the name. The possibilities involved in that name are beyond our understanding. And when Jesus said to the church, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he's going to give us. It's a signed check. It's already signed. It's already done for. We need to believe it. We need to act upon it. The right mental attitude toward any divine promise of God will bring it to pass. Hallelujah. If we believe it, it can happen. I tell you, the Lord's real. He's our resources. Jesus said, believe that he told the truth and begin to use the name in prayer today. Let me read you from a man from many years back, E.W. Kenyon. Now you might never have heard of him, but T.L. Osborne was inspired by him. And many other preachers that had a healing ministries was inspired with a man called E.W. Kenyon. He's before most of them. He was a real man of God that believed in healing and the power of God. Here's what he said. Jesus is saying, you asked of the Father in my name, I will endorse that petition. And the Father will give you anything I have endorsed. As we take our privileges and rights, the Father will give you anything on the new covenant and pray in the name of Jesus. It appears that the requests and the petitions possess out of our hands into Jesus' hands. He then assumes the responsibility of that need. And we know that he said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heardest me, and I know that thou heardest me always. In other words, we know that the Father always hears Jesus, and when we pray in Jesus' name, It is as though Jesus himself was doing the praying. Amen. We're heirs with God. We're joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We're seated together in heavenly places with him. Is that the word of God? That's the Bible. He takes our place. The answer sent to us from the Father, and we rejoice. Praise God. We have to believe it. This is absolutely true. If you need healing, you need to ask the Father in Jesus' name. Believe. He hears you and he answers you. Sickness can leave you. Why? Because he said it can. Now I'm going to close just in a moment. I'm not going to hold you as long tonight. 1 John 5:14-15. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Now one man says, but what's God's will? You need to read it. Testament is an old English word for will. So when you read New Testament, you're reading new will. You're reading the will. The will says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul does prosper. The will says, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. The will says, call the elders of the church to anoint with oil. The prayer of faith will save the sick. That's what the will says. That's God's will. When the leper came to Jesus and Jericho preached it, and the leper says, Lord, if you will you make me whole? And Jericho said he corrected the wrong doctrine that he had, and he says, I will. Be whole. Be clean. Hallelujah. And he healed him on the spot. Praise God. We need to hear preaching on healing to expect healing. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desired of him. Now that isn't hard, is it? It's yours. You have a right to it. If you ask it in his name. And receive your health in Jesus' name. The powerful name. Act today. Act now. Believe the Lord. I told people at a meeting I went to recently. I said, you can get into a habit where you want somebody putting their hands on you. It can become a habit. Everybody running forward. And they're wanting praying for them. There's meetings where that happens. And it's somebody has to pray for them. We have a great man coming tomorrow night. And they want him to put his hands on them. But I want the Lord to put his hands on them. God can heal you for your sitting. Hallelujah. I tell you, Mark Sorello, one time in England was preaching. How many believes Mark Sorello is a man of God? Absolutely, wasn't he? But he was preaching and he said, there's a man in here and you need a kidney. God's giving you one right now. The fella stood up and praised God and he got a new kidney. And somebody watched it on DVD back then. And they needed a kidney. And while they watched it, when God gave the miracle to that one he called out, they got it. And that was more relevant. I'm going to tell you a testimony. When I preached at John Noble's in Birmingham, England, and that message is on YouTube. It's recorded. The 10 impossibilities of the blood of Jesus perished. And I prayed for people in that service. And one woman took a tape home to South Africa. The people that hadn't been to church for years. And they went to George Martin's church. Them people. And I never knew that for a long time. But that's where they went. And the Lord healed them. When they watched the tape, they said something come off it and come on them. And they were set free. And the Lord delivered them. And that man was backslid, come back to the Lord. God's real. We're not looking tonight to William Branham. We're not looking tonight to Smith Wigglesworth. I appreciate them. I thank the Lord for them. I'm not looking to the Jeffrey brothers. I'm not looking to Reinhard Bonnke. But I'm looking to one tonight. And he's not in the grave. And he's not on the cross. And he's not in the tomb. And his name is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And he's promised me that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the same Lord Jesus tonight. That's who I'm looking till tonight. He's real. Let's stand our feet. Praise God. We're going to pray and then our brother's going to come. Praise God. Do you believe God tonight? I want to encourage you this evening. Hallelujah. I tell you, listen, I had pains right down this one side for a long time there. I couldn't hardly touch the floor, couldn't do nothing. Everybody went, oh, that's you now, you'd like that the rest of your days. But there's no way I'm going to believe that. But I'm telling you, I got prayed for. I got prayed for. Two fellas prayed for me. They asked me to pray for them. And I prayed for them, and the Lord touched them. And then they prayed for me. And I tell you, you know the thing about it? Sciatica, they call it. Well, sciatica had to go. Amen. Oh, but you might have twisted yourself. So what? If you did, God can still heal it.
Amen.
Doesn't matter if you twisted yourself or hurt yourself. The Lord can still heal it.
Amen.
I was completely deaf in one ear. And Samuel prayed for me some time back. And nothing seemed to happen in the meeting, but I believed the Lord. On the Monday, I was walking down a field and the ear just come straight open. And I tell you, I have good hearing. You need to watch. Real good hearing. I'm wearing glasses, but I've good hearing. Praise God. Isn't the Lord good? The Lord can touch you. Even if something's happened and the devil's told you, oh, but you done something and twisted yourself. You done something and injured yourself. Even if you have, the Lord can still heal you. Hallelujah. We're going to need healing while we're in these bodies. They're going to give trouble to a go. But thank God he's a healer tonight. Let's close our eyes tonight. If you have a need in your body, put your hand on it if you can. Or believe the Lord wherever you are right now. And I'm going to pray. And I want you to believe God tonight. That this name's above every name. Heavenly Father, we believe your name. Lord, we're not preaching some great man, but we're preaching the greatest man that ever was, Jesus Christ. Lord, you promised that you would confirm your word with signs, with wonders, and with divers miracles in the name of thy holy child, Jesus. Father, I pray for every hand's laid on tonight. I ask that the back aches will go, leg aches will go, headaches will go, blood pressures to go. Lord, that eyes will get better, ears will get better, knee joints, back joints, shoulder joints, every joint. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, you'll touch people in this room tonight. Lord, you are a healer. You're a savior. You're a healer. You're a baptizer in the Holy Ghost. And you're the coming King. Father, even people listening in this message, touch them with the mighty power of God. I rebuke the spirit of infirmity. I come against it in Jesus' name. And I pray for your touch on people tonight. From the crown of the head to the very soles of the feet. Make the feet well. Make the feet whole. In the name of Jesus tonight. Let it happen, oh God. In Jesus' precious name. Lord, we don't have to do a thing. You've done it. But we believe it tonight. That you are the same, the I am, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Touch your people now in Jesus' precious name. And Father, we'll give you all the praise and all the glory in the lovely name of Jesus. Lord, for those praying for someone in secret, I pray the Holy Ghost will go to them. I pray the Holy Ghost will move on them, that you'll touch them by your mighty power tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, touch them. And make them whole in Jesus' precious name. Lord, I thank you for it. I thank you for healing. I thank you for salvation. I thank you for provision. Lord, when we were down and out, you rescued us. You lifted us out of a dirty pit. And you set us on the King's highway. You put a new song in our souls today. Even praises unto our King. Lord, we want to leave the water pots where they are. We want to follow you. We want to go out like the woman and say, come see a man that told me all things ever I did. Is this not the very Christ, the anointed Messiah? We worship you tonight. We pray again for the land of Israel and the children of Israel. That you will bless them, that you'll encamp them round about with the angels of the Lord at every side. Reinforce them, O God, and bless them. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Father, in this land, we pray you'll move. Bless those in authority, we pray. Give wisdom and guidance. Bless, we pray. Have your way, Lord. And for those that never made it to church today, bless them and touch them and speak to them. Maybe someone's sick or not well. Touch them, O God, and do them good, we pray. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. The Lord bless each one. Praise God. Thank you.
sing the hymn, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can...
Sorry, we'll just be at the hall. Sorry, make sure I'm in the right key.